It's time for Taco Tuesday, a weekly program where we talk about nutrition and your health with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Amber, registered dietitian nutritionist for Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Welcome to another Taco Tuesday. Today, I wanted to talk just a little bit about those New Year's resolutions, especially as they relate to food and diet. So since we're moving into the new year here in just a couple of days, I wanted to give you a few diet tips or nutrition tips on how you can make those resolutions successful if that's something that you're working on. A lot of times we dive into the new year just saying things like, well, I want to lose weight this year, I'm going to get in shape, and they tend to be kind of vague goals. So instead, my first recommendation for you is define your why. Why are you making the change that you want to make? Are you making this change because you want to have more energy? And if that's the case, then instead of saying, I just want to go into this year making choices so I don't have so much fatigue, instead say, I want to have more energy so I can play with my kids, or I want to have more energy so that I can play with my grandkids, or I want to have more energy so that I can get another degree. Whatever your goal is, if your goal is weight loss, instead of just saying, I want to lose weight because I want to look better, or I want to lose weight because I want to feel better, instead, think about what your ultimate goal is, because often it's not really that number. Your ultimate goal is something else. So maybe it's you want to lose weight because you want to feel fit enough to run a 5K or a marathon, or because you want to start biking again, or again, because you want to live longer and have more time with your kids or your grandkids or your career or anything like that. And then once you find that why, once you've defined why you're interested in making the change that you're going to make, find a tangible reminder. Find something that you can touch, something that you can feel, something that you can keep nearby, especially nearby in the places that it's most difficult to make those healthy and nutritious choices. Use it as a reminder on the days that it's hard. So if it's something that you can touch and feel, it's a lot easier to use that reminder versus trying to justify things in our head, because we can really justify a lot in our head when we don't have that more concrete visual reminder. So if weight loss is a goal, maybe that tangible reminder, it could even be a pair of pants that you want to fit into. But I encourage you to think about something like, if your kids are your motivator, if you want to have more energy in the evening to play with your kids, maybe keep a toy nearby that they really enjoy that you can touch and look at, or a baseball if you guys like to play sports together. You can even keep an item of their clothes nearby just to remind you that they're your motivation. And then once you have that why, once you have that reminder to help keep you on track, work on small changes. And we've talked about this a couple of times, but avoid the all or nothing mentality. Probably the biggest way to, the easiest, most common way to fail at a resolution, to fail at a goal change, would be to have that all or nothing mentality, because it starts to feel like as soon as you go off track, that it's over. And that's not the case. There's no such thing as a lost day. We can make changes in the moment. So even if breakfast isn't as good as you had hoped it would be, if lunch was eating out and you didn't intend to eat out, catch yourself in the moment that you realize you're making a habit or continuing a habit, not making a change that you would hope to make, and make that transition right away. But as you're doing this, make small changes. Tweak your plans. Don't go from eating out 7 days a week to saying you're going to cook at home every night, because that's not realistic. Even if you already cook at home and you're wanting to eat healthier, don't plan on making a new recipe every night, because again, that tends to be not sustainable. You'll maybe stick with it for a couple of weeks, but then the kids' sports schedules pick up, or work changes, or you get sick, and now that routine has thrown you off from everything. So make small changes. Like if you're going into it wanting to eat out less, maybe cut back to twice per week instead, or one or two new recipes a week, or even just adding vegetables to your meals. Lots of small changes we can make that we can build on as we go to get back to meeting that why. also put a timeline on things. So when we talk about smart goals that T is time sensitive, they have a timeline. Sometimes instead of doing things, you know, over a course of a month or what I want to happen this year, it can be helpful to pull that back and say, I'm going to start out the first week of 2022 by having 3 servings of vegetables each day this week, or I'm only going to have 1 soda per day and only on the weekend because I want to cut back on my sugar intake, or I'm not going to have dessert this week, but maybe I will next week. So instead of setting that kind of month-long goal or that indefinite timeline goal, set goals each morning, kind of as your intentions for the day, or set goals on Sunday as your intention for the week, whatever day tends to work best for you. Then each day or each week, you can take a look at that, think about how you did. And if you didn't meet that goal, instead of thinking of it as failure, I want you to take that opportunity to say, what did I do well? And then how can I build on this for next week or for tomorrow, depending on the timeline you've created? If you have diet change goals, take 5 to 10 minutes each night to consider the next day. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but these 5 or 10 minutes can be enough to help us identify anything we need to take out of the freezer, anything that we could chop or prep to save time, any ingredients that we're missing that we need to stop at the store and get. This is going to be huge in helping you make more meals at home and prevent eating out. Maybe you can put your lunch together the night before so that you don't have to prepare that the next day. And then also think about the language that you're using. Sometimes we tend to make these changes and then we kind of think of them as punishment. We think about, you know, you make this change of giving up candy or giving up chocolate, and then every day we just say, oh, I wish I could have chocolate today. I really miss candy. I really miss pop. I wish I could drink it. And instead of doing that, start to think about making more positive conversations, using more positive language around it. As silly as it can feel, sometimes even saying out loud, I'm making a conscious choice to avoid candy during the day because it supports my goals. And if we think of it more as a conscious choice than something that's been forced on us, sometimes it can start to shift that mentality to a little bit more of a positive mindset. Also ask how often you hear yourself saying the I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to have pop anymore. I shouldn't have candy anymore. Because again, those are putting rules on us instead of it being a conscious choice. Also avoid the I'm not good at. I'm not good at cooking. I'm not good at exercising. I'm not good at staying in a routine. I'm not good at eating vegetables. And instead say, I'm worth figuring out how to cook a couple of simple meals for my health. My health is worth trying to find ways to incorporate vegetables in ways that I genuinely enjoy. And as you're doing this, tell yourself, I'm making this choice for today, not for the rest of my life, not for the rest of the week, not for the rest of the month, but I'm making this choice for this moment today. And if portion control is one of those goals, just say out loud when you're feeling full, when you're feeling satisfied at that point, instead of kind of, you know, going back for that next portion or wishing that you could eat more of it, remind yourself, this is not the last time that I'm going to get to eat this food. And in fact, by portion controlling it, you're going to get to enjoy it more often. You're going to have leftovers. You're going to have more days that you can enjoy that food. So the big thing is, as you're thinking about these resolutions, putting the timeline on them, finding your why, the reason behind why you're making the change, not just the change itself, but what looks different in your life because you made these changes to your diet or lifestyle. And that can help us avoid thinking of it as a punishment, which can be another thing that really creates a negative mindset around food, starts to deteriorate that relationship with food and makes those resolutions harder to stick to. If you need a little help coming up with those resolutions, coming up with some strategies, developing new ways to incorporate some things, you're always welcome to reach out to me. You can call our clinic at 651-209-9906, or you can go online to our website at officialsynapse.com and click the link for a free discovery call. You can set up an appointment to talk with me, and we can develop strategies that are going to work to help you get back on track with all of your goals. Thanks again for coming to a Taco Tuesday. Again, I'm Amber, and we'll talk to you next week.
Listen again next Tuesday at this time for Taco Tuesday, when we talk about your health and nutrition with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing.